How the Mind of a Child Works and Lessons for Parents from Kishore Chandiramani. What would you say to a parent who is shouting and screaming at their child who is blind for not being able to see things properly, or a lame child for not being able to walk properly? We all have done such things as parents, not realizing what the child was capable of doing and what was beyond their capabilities. A child under the age of 7 has no ability to control their emotions. They can't reflect on their thoughts and emotions and decide what's right and what's wrong and change their behavior. Their minds are pure experiencing machines that feels emotions, but there is no way of analyzing their thoughts and emotions in terms of the right or the wrong, good or bad, appropriate or inappropriate in a given situation. Once the emotions end, they have no narrative of the incident in their mind. Hence, soon after being upset about something, they totally forget the details of the incident and the accompanying emotions. They are extremely upset when the parent leaves the house, but soon after they are back to their normal self as if nothing had happened. We all have two parts to our mind, the experiencing self and the observing self. It's the observing self that can control the emotions that arise in the experiencing self. A child under the age of 7 has no observing self, and their parent are the observing self for them. They can't think about their thinking and can't reflect on their emotions. It's the responsibility of the parent to help the child make sense of their emotions and help them control it every time they experience a strong emotion. It is the responsibility of the parent or an adult to guide the child into understanding and responding to a given emotion or thought properly. And doing it once is not enough, as a child will have no memory of what was told to them the last time when they got emotional. Jean Piaget, a Swiss child psychologist, had described the following stages of cognitive development of children. Number one, sensory motor stage. From age 0 to 2 years, children perceive the world through movements and their senses only. Second, pre-operational stage. From age 2 to 7 years, children can speak but don't understand concrete logic and can't mentally manipulate information. They can't see things from others' perspective. Third stage, concrete operational stage. From age 7 to 11 years, they have limited logical ability and they are very concrete and literal in their thinking. At age 7, they become better at thinking about how others might view a situation. From age 7 to 11, they begin to think logically about concrete events. The thinking becomes more logical and organized, but still concrete. Fourth stage is formal operational stage. From age 11 onwards, children can now think about thinking and can have abstract ideas without having any connection with objects in the real world. They can understand concepts such as honesty, integrity. They can now learn from experience and correct their behavior without any external help through their own introspection. They can see multiple perspectives to a given thought or situation. Hence, it opens the door for self-reflection and self-corrective thinking and behavior. Until then, their parents function as the corrective force in their lives. In spiritual traditions, age 7 is considered the right age to teach meditation to children as they begin to acquire the ability to reflect on their own experiences. They can benefit fully from age 11 onwards. Sigmund Freud had said that the first 5 years of life are very crucial, as that's when personality is formed and it can't be changed later on. However, other psychologists have argued against this and said that later socio-cultural factors are also important in shaping one's personality. It's important to understand that at about 2 or 3 years of age, the process of separation individuation starts, which means a child begins to see themselves separate from others around that age. If there is a major disruption in the care provided to the child around that time, they are likely to develop a psychotic illness later on, as it disrupts their identity formation. One is likely to develop an anxiety disorder if the disruption occurs between the ages of 3 and 5 years. Parents who, due to social reasons, send their children away to be looked after by their grandparents, uncles, or aunts are risking the child having psychological problems later on in life. A senior colleague of mine once told me, "When I was a child, I did everything that my parents asked me to do. When I became an adolescent, I did everything that was against the wishes of my parents to annoy them. And now, as an adult, I do lots of things but don't really know why I'm doing them." It's important to know that being rebellious during adolescence is only normal, as they are experimenting with a number of different identities which are separate from the identities of their parents before they settle for the one that suits them most. Thank you. This recording was brought to you from Nature Consultancy, based at the Emotions Clinic Education and Training Center in Stoke-on-Trent, England.